you know, the one goal I think we had for tonight was to show improvement over where we were a week ago, and we feel like in a lot of ways we were able to do that. We unfortunately had to play without probably 5, 6, 7, you know, key contributors, and so that was, you know, it was a challenge for us, but it was good, and that it's going to help us develop some depth that we're going to need through the course of the long season. Bright spots, you know, I felt like offensively we used the ball better than last week, just in terms of execution. We would string more plays together, you know, in order to complete the drives and whatnot. But we still, you know, at times we'd shoot ourselves in the foot, and we weren't as crisp as we wanted to be, but I think we showed a lot of improvement there. Had some, you know, some big plays, you know, big pass plays, and then pretty consistent in the run game. So we were pleased with what we saw on the offensive side. Defensively, we had, you know, a good number of guys that were out, and felt pretty good. The defensive line, I felt like, in the game situation, played really well. They held up strong, and you know, had some QB pressures and a sack, I believe, and did a nice job there. Still had some holes, you know, just in terms of lapses and, you know, execution. We would string together a few plays and then have a few guys in the wrong spot or wrong technique, and those are things that would be expected. And I think we were, despite the number of people that we had out of, I felt like we were better this week with our, you know, overall execution defensively. Overall, happy with our performance, and we look forward to improving next week. Got a tough game with Magnolia West, and, you know, we're going to need to improve 100%, and that's what we're planning to do.